morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Vanessa Holmes-Bell. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, those phone lines are open, so give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255 with any questions. And those numbers are important because it is Vanessa against the listeners to in guessing the music theme this week, and you can win a free tune-up. And this is, all these songs have one thing in common.
Yeah. So, like last time, what was it? Beach weather? Something.
Peter's on. Curling music. You never know.
I should have picked this week. Yeah.
No, I got it.
You
good.
Got it.
Yeah. Two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner in the category of Air Conditioning Heating Contractor. March is Women in Construction Month. And we are having an HRAI, Heating, Refrigeration, Air Conditioning Institute meeting at Highmark, East End of London, on March 27th at 6:30. If there's any, if you have a daughter or you have someone that would like to get into our field, come out to that meeting, it's going to be all about women in HVAC.
Yeah, which will be great.
And we're up one in Facebook, up to 810, so keep pushing it. And Team Mulima is on their way at the end of this week to Fort McMurray to play in the Canadian Junior Men's Curling Championship. So we wish them luck, and they're going to inform us that they will have our logo on their jackets when
that's
they're
amazing.
Out there. So
good luck, nice. Guys.
So that was good. So how's your week been, Vanessa?
It's been really good. Yeah, thankful to be back. The weather's a little crazy. One minute it's like spring out there and summer, then it's a snowstorm again. So,
well, it's. I just got back from Winnipeg.
You did. How was the weather there?
It was cold, but not freezing. Like it was, you know, around zero, -2. But yeah. We went to, if you're ever in Winnipeg, I would recommend these two places to go to. So the first one is the James Avenue Pump House, and it was built in 1906 to help with the frequent fires of downtown Winnipeg. The James Avenue Pumping Station drew water from the Red River for distribution to the area's fire hydrants, and the building is declared a municipality heritage site in 1982, but it is really neat.
Wow.
They made it into a microbrewery and food, but you look at all the old pumping station flywheels and stuff like that.
Oh, wow, so that's awesome.
Really neat. And then we walked down the road to the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
Oh.
And it is, again, something, if you're in Winnipeg, please take the time to go see it because it really opens your eyes. We walked up through it and went and looked at each area and read, and you could just see, like, different age groups of people, what they would be reading.
Wow.
But it really opened my eyes to a lot of the not-so-nice things that we did in Canada for human rights and went through it. And then the Winnipeg and Manitoba hosted a reception there, and they had a 9-piece band playing. When you got through it all and went down to the bottom, they had a band playing, and they had popcorn. So that
did
was
they?
Good
that's
for me.
Good. That had you get had you there right away. Then
yep. So
popcorn.
It was very nice. And then I became a runner up on Friday morning.
Yes, tell us. So you were nominated for the Volunteer Year of the Award for the 2024 Sport Tourism Canada's prestigious awards for hosting the Brier here in London. So tell me about it. How did it all go?
So there was three nominees. There was Brenda Chin from Vancouver, BC, and Bruce Donaldson from Charlottetown, PEI, and then myself.
Yeah.
So they did a little bio on each person of what they did. And when they announced Brenda, they said she had volunteered for 56 events.
Oh, my gosh, that gave me goosebumps.
And everybody went, whoa.
She's going to win.
And I went, I'm not winning.
Yeah.
And then Bruce had volunteered for two or three that was in Charlottetown. And then Peter did the Briar.
Just one. Not just one. I shouldn't say it like that. That was a pretty big event, Peter.
So what surprised me is Bruce won.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was there, so he went up and accepted it, and it was really nice. But it was nice just to be amongst the sport people that a lot of them I knew in sport tourism. Like when the Briar was on, there was two or three cities came here to look at the Briar. So it was nice just being there.
Good. So you got to catch up with lots of people. Yeah.
And what they say, it's nice to be nominated. You know, the Oscars, they say, it's nice to be nominated for an Oscar.
But you got to go. You got a couple days out of the office. You got to see some interesting things.
26-hour whirlwind.
Yeah,
because
right.
Flew out at noon on Thursday and arrived back at 6 on
yesterday.
Friday.
So. Yeah, and we had a plan for today just in case you didn't make it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the plan was.
No,
I think I was just
been...
me and Juan. Yeah. I had papers. That's all I had, Juan. You and I were going to try and figure something out. Maybe call Peter in. I don't know.
Well, and the funny thing was going through Toronto security, really no issue.
Good.
Coming back through Winnipeg, you know, the metal detector goes off.
On you?
And I went, And then the guy looks at me, he goes, have you had a knee replacement or a hip replacement? I went, yeah, I do have that steel ball in my knee. So he took the wand and said, yeah, that's what it is. He says, you can go on. And I thought, hey, I didn't bring the letter. I have a letter that says I've had a knee replacement, but I didn't bring that because I hadn't traveled since I had it replaced.
So they might have tried to keep you.
Well, they were doing, take your belt off. I said, no, my pants will fall down if I take my belt off. So I said, I'm not doing that. So you can wand it as many times as you want.
But, oh, my goodness. So, that's awesome.
But we had a lot of fun. But he was like me. He says, I know how you feel. He says, I won't make you take your belt off. I said, I appreciate that.
I love it.
It was a lot of fun, it was funny. There was two Tourism London guys and Andy Henry from Curling Canada who all live in London.
Oh, did they go?
But we all went out for dinner at that pump house, and we looked at each other and we said, "We got to go to Winnipeg to go out and have dinner.
Oh,
we can't
of course.
Do it in London."
Wow, that's because you're all so busy.
Yeah,
I'm so glad that they were there for you.
But it was nice.
Good.
So that's how the week was, but you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh. You're singing too?
I can sing it, but...
So any guess?
No, I have no idea.
Like, so there we go. Meh. So it is the, what do these songs have in common? There's one thing they all have in common. But you're
maybe
bad as Steve.
Call.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
You're bad as Steve.
Well. Hey, give them that phone number. Tell them to call. I need help.
519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255.
Beat me.
So we got some questions that came in there.
Yeah, so one of our questions is, besides furnace replacement and repair, what other services do you offer?
Well, our biggest thing that we offer is what I call maintenance, because we don't want to repair your furnace or replace your furnace until it's absolutely necessary, but we want to maintain it. So if we do maintenance on it, we can catch those breakdowns ahead of time.
Yep.
I would say 90% of the time. And we can also tell you when it's time to replace so that you can plan the replacement versus, okay, it's gone today, you need a new furnace.
Right. Surprise.
Yep.
It's more like, hey, in a couple of years, you need to start planning for this.
Yeah. So we do maintenance, our tune-ups, some people call it. We do a breakdown on your furnace or air conditioner. We will look after that. And then if you need new, and we should add heat pumps in there because heat pumps are becoming a big part. I notice, a bad thing when you're an HVAC guy and you're driving, you look at all the furnaces, heat pumps, air conditioners on the side of houses.
Right, everybody's houses, yeah.
And I noticed a new heat pump today, and I'm going, did we do that one?
Oh.
What's the address? Write it down. I'll check it when I get in on Monday.
But, I love it.
But it's, so you're starting to see more heat pumps. appearing on sides of houses and things like that. So
yeah, and then some other things like no hot water.
Yep, water heaters.
My fireplace
broke down. Tankless and tank.
Yep.
Fireplaces, we do mostly gas, but if you want an electric one, we can do that as well.
Yep.
We don't do duct cleaning.
Right.
Somewhere down the road, like probably 2 or 3 years down the road, we hope we'll get back into the duct cleaning business. But at the present, we're focused more on our key work that we do. And then down the road, we'll add that service in.
Yeah. So good. So good. So listen, on the radio, we're advertising, and on the socials, we're advertising right now a furnace check with an air conditioning tune-up. I had a couple calls this week, people asking, what does that furnace check include? So we're going out to do the air conditioner tune-up, a full maintenance on the air conditioner for $199 plus HST. What are we doing when we check the furnace with that?
So when we do an air conditioner tune-up, there is some things in the furnace area that we have to check or that we physically do on the tune-up. The one is the drain. So we make sure that the drain from the air conditioner either into the floor or into the condensate pump is clean. We make sure the blower motor is working and drawing the right amps, even though that's part of the furnace. But the furnace check is safety. So we're going to check the furnace to make sure there's no carbon monoxide, to make sure the gas pressures are right, to make sure the pressure switches are working, make sure the high limit are working. That's what we're going to check.
Right.
We aren't going to clean the furnace.
Right.
If the furnace, we go to check the furnace and we find that it is really bad and it needs a cleaning,
that's a few,
we're
going
to stop
and
say, okay, you need a cleaning or maintenance done on this furnace, not a check. We can do it while we're here with the air conditioner, or we can schedule to come back at another time and do it.
Right.
But the air conditioner tune-up is actually cleaning and making sure it's working right. And then the furnace check is to make sure all the safeties and the gas pressure is right and the pressure switches are working.
Right. So awesome.
So
makes
it will take
sense.
Maybe an extra half an hour on the furnace.
Yeah.
Where if it needs a maintenance, we're going to be there another hour cleaning the blowers, taking it out, cleaning the flame sensor, doing all of that, and cleaning all the drain hoses in the furnace.
Right.
There's a whole other area that needs that done.
Awesome. Hey, where did Tundra go while you were away there in Winnipeg?
Winnipeg. Dog walker let her out at lunch times, and then my daughter stayed over Thursday, Friday.
Oh, so good. So she was well cared for.
Well, my daughter doesn't like Tundra.
Oh, no, stop.
Kept her up all night. I mean, your dogs know when you're not home.
Yeah.
So it knew something was wrong, and it barked most of the night. So
oh,
she didn't get a lot
Tundra.
Of sleep.
Tundra.
She slept good last night when I was at home.
We should have had her come to the office.
Yeah.
Give Jess a little reprieve. That's awesome. Hey, now that curling season is almost over, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
Gonna take up golf?
Nothing. Well, I golf, and it's funny, at the airport we were all watching the Players' Championship on the, and then we all start, I'm thinking they're better golfers than me, and then we all start talking about golf, and then they start saying what their score is, and I'm looking at them going, you're just as bad as I am.
So y'all need practice.
Well, I don't think that's going to help.
Oh.
Everybody thinks better new clubs will improve it.
Oh, new clubs will.
I went, yeah, go ahead and buy those.
I've heard this line before.
Yeah, I said, it didn't help me. But no, I like cutting my grass and keeping the house looking nice on the outside. And then I do golf every Sunday with a bunch of guys from the Elderton Curling Club.
Yeah.
So they've sent out a email, are you in this year? Because we've got to make sure everybody's still alive and can still play. But
do you know that I've only played golf once in my life and it was horrid? Like by the ninth hole, I was like, I'm out.
But
I don't know. Practice makes perfect, I hear.
You can't take it serious.
Yeah.
That's
well,
when
maybe.
You just got to go out and hit it.
I
was watching the Players' Championship and there was a guy talking about Nick Taylor, who's Canadian, who's in third place right now after two rounds. And they were talking of how he's going through, I want to call it mind numbing, but it's more of how you can control what's going on.
Right.
and they put a helmet, I'll call it, with sensors on his head attached to a drone.
Oh.
And if he got up to hit the ball and didn't think about anything, just got up and hit it, the drone would stay on the ground. But if he got up and thinks, oh, I better watch out for that tree, the drone would rise up.
Oh.
And it was teaching him to just empty his mind and go up and hit the ball versus.
I want to see you with that drone attached to your head.
Well,
I don't
mine
know. That,
would be,
that drone would be like 7 feet in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, mine would be, oh, there's that water again. I'm going to lose four balls. And
what's happening at work? Maybe I should call Vanessa again.
Exactly. Yeah, the drone would just be, it, all of a sudden there'd be like airplanes would be in trouble. The drone would be so high.
Yeah. Well, it's my goal to get you out of the office and golfing. So. Maybe our listeners can help me with that. They can call you and have a good time.
We'll get out and enjoy it. Jesse has joined at Crumlin Creek, which isn't very far, Oxford and Crumlin.
Oh, so perfect.
I said to her, she's going out during the day to give me a call. I can sneak over and play.
Yes, Jesse, you and I are besties now. We're going to plan it.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll have to get more, lose some of those Peter Inch and Associate golf balls all over the place so people can get a free maintenance when they find it.
That's right.
If you're hanging on to that ball and you're going to hit it, don't. Hang on to the ball, call us.
Yep, get your free maintenance.
We'll come out and do a free maintenance, collect the ball, and that's how I don't have to buy golf balls.
Just keep
returning. That was the hope anyway.
We'll see how it goes.
And what about you? What are you going to do in the summer?
Oh, gosh. This summer.
You don't have to worry about slipping on ice.
I don't have to worry about slipping on ice. Can you believe that was 2 years ago? We're through it. We're good.
I still have the scars. You say you're through it. I'm scarred for life, you know.
Yeah. No, you know what? I'd like to try and kayak. I know we have Steve in the office who does a bit of kayaking. But I think we're going to try and get on water and see what we can discover.
Life vest?
Oh, yeah, because you don't need me
we
dead.
We don't need the kayak going down and Vanessa doesn't come back up. So.
Come on.
Life vest.
Yeah. Right.
That's the important thing, too. And make sure it's shallow water.
Right. Oh, no, I can't have it. And probably even like 2 feet, I'm still going to have a little panic. This is something to get over. This is a fear.
Well, I know Dalewood is not very deep, but your paddles get stuck in the mud you're trying to paddle.
Oh, that's fun. And I'm a princess, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, don't go with Steve because he'll take you down little rapids. And then he'll be long gone. And where's Vanessa? Oh, she's
stuck
in the rapids.
Yeah,
back
we can't find her.
And where's Steve today? Like,
do you know what? I don't remember what he said.
I get a text message from Steve. Oh, see, he just said congratulations on your nomination. Sure, Steve. Sure, that's really what you feel.
But. Steve is on a well-deserved vacation this week and next.
He says, I'm going to Niagara Falls on Friday for the weekend, so I won't be at the radio show.
There.
Nice guy.
Good
Didn't pick up the phone and call me. He just sent me a text message.
Well, good thing your second just jumped right in, eh?
Yeah. So.
She was like, I had to like fight people off to be here today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
we'll have a little talk with Steve. We'll find out about what did he do in Niagara Falls. Did he go to the casino or did he? Now, what did I read? The Maid of the Mist went into receivership.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but somebody saved it. So it's still going to be there. But, I mean,
that's
something
huge.
That you
that's
always
years.
Do
yeah.
when you go there.
Yeah.
So hopefully he put on a poncho and went in and got soaked in the water.
There you go.
Know.
We'll have to tell him he has to post photos
on
socials.
Yep.
Get our followers up. Come on, Steve.
Yeah, if he's listening, but knowing Steve, he'll still be sleeping in or something like that.
You think he would?
Yeah.
No, he's listening.
But you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back. So you're shaking your head.
Well, so I have a little bit of help. So I know the first song was Video Kid Killed the Radio Star. So are you saying that because Steve's not here,
You're the video
kid? I'm the video kid.
That I'm going to kill?
Yeah.
Is that
I'm just wondering. And this one was this. I want to say Eddie, but that's not his name.
It was Queen.
Queen, yeah. So what is the lead singer of Queen? This is, come on.
We need help from the
come
studio.
On, it's one of my favorite guys. Oh, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. Freddie.
Yep.
Yes. So Freddie.
No. Okay.
No, I don't know.
Listeners. Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury, right. Yep. I love him.
See, now, I could have said it was a thermostat because there's mercury in it.
Mercury.
A thermostat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see that go. Yeah.
But that couldn't fit with the first one. So, anyways, well, listeners, if you got an idea of what all these songs have in common, then give us a call. 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255.
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you're about to listen to the Reminder of the Day live.
There you go.
So, Peter, I was pulling into the laneway this week, and I caught the air conditioner out of the corner of my eye, and I thought to myself, this is the time. It was so warm out a couple of days, like 19, 20. You got to get that air conditioner cover off. That is my tip. The reason is that critters can get in there. So you don't want to wait much longer because leaving that cover on could lead to moisture buildup inside, growth of mold and mildew. It can also provide shelter for pests and rodents, which may damage the unit. And you just don't want that. If you don't want to take the cover off yourself, this is the time to call us because remember, we have that special where your $199 plus HST for the air conditioner tune-up will take that cover off for you and then do your furnace check. But now's the time. Get that cover off. I know today is only two or three out.
But it's still, however, you can, you know, we're not going to get a ton of snow.
We're not going to get snow. The leaves aren't going to fall.
So let's get the cover off, get the wind blowing through there, drying it out. I even put my garden hose on, didn't turn the tap on.
Did you? You have it all hooked up and ready?
But I have it all hooked up so that once I feel we're not going to be below freezing, then I can turn the tap on. I can wash my car.
Good.
I can wash the central air cover.
Yeah.
Let it dry out and then fold it up and put it away in a place where I'll remember where
I put it. Oh,
that's
the key. We do that every year. It's like the fight is on. Where did we put it?
Yeah. And then people call up and order a second cover because they can't find it. And then the second cover comes in and then they find it.
Yeah.
So they got two. But definitely. And wash your barbecue at the same time. Get it all cleaned up.
Yeah.
Get everything ready to go.
You're ready, aren't you?
Yep.
You're early. You always are ready.
Yeah, I'm going to probably today unpack my water fountain and get that all unpacked, ready to go, fill it full of water. And
you have a toque? It's going to be cold out there.
No, it's cold.
Listen, I want to do the same thing. I've been trying for 2 weeks while we were away, but I've been trying to get Phil to get all the outdoor furniture out. I want that next really warm day to be able to sit out there and enjoy it.
Yep. I mean, when you go out to Winnipeg and you see there's still snow on the ground and everything's dirty from all the salt or they use sand, all the sand everywhere. But that's when I said, you know, we don't look bad here. We haven't had a winter. It doesn't look terribly. Get the grass turning green, get the leaves coming out.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll be sitting out at patios.
It's beautiful out. So. It's awesome.
So get your central air cover off. Don't wait. And if you didn't change your batteries last week in your smoke detector, CO detector, and some thermostats, not all thermostats have batteries, with the time change, please make sure you get those done and so that you don't ever have a smoke detector that doesn't arm or a CO detector that doesn't alarm. We want to make sure they both alarm. And again, we don't want you calling us saying, I have no heat or no cooling, and it's just the batteries in your thermostat. That's
right.
The problem.
So, yeah. Yeah.
But smart thermostats don't have batteries that need to be changed. It's just the old Honeywells and White Rogers and things like that.
Yeah. Or your fireplace remote. Man, that got me a couple times this year.
Yeah. And I think we had a question about one of those.
So my fireplace remote is no longer working even after I replaced the batteries. Can you replace the remote and how much would it be?
Now, a big thing to remember when you say you replace the batteries, it's like in a TV remote, you replace the batteries in the remote and that's it.
Right.
In a fireplace remote, there's batteries in the remote itself, like your TV remote, but there's also batteries in the sensing unit that's in the bottom of the fireplace.
Right.
So you could replace them in the remote and it still doesn't work. It's because the batteries in the sensing unit aren't good. So replace them in both places. Try it. If it doesn't work,
yep,
then you can order a replacement remote, but it's going to be the remote and the sensing unit combined as one. They are expensive.
Right.
They are not cheap and they're not all the same. So it's, you know, can you just give me a universal? Because some will have a thermostat on it.
Yep.
So if you have it sitting beside you and you want it at 68, then that sensing, when it gets 68 sitting beside you, it will shut off. There's some that you just turn it on and off. That's it.
Yep.
Some that you turn on and off and they have a fan setting. And there's some that you can adjust the fan, like from speed 1 to speed 20. So there's different remotes for each one. And some fireplaces are approved with a remote and some are not.
Huh.
So we got to make sure
the things
they are approved and then make sure that we get the right remote for your unit.
So this would probably be best to have a tech come out.
Definitely.
Do the diagnostic. They could quote a few different options and see what is best.
Because if you end up, you know, buying the remote and the guys go out and put batteries in and go, oh, well, your old
one
works.
Working. Yeah.
Now you're going to be stuck with that new remote system. So,
yeah. I have someone here on my phone asking a question. So Phil, he's saying, we have an open doorway to our basement, which we do. It gets cold in the summer. Could I keep the cool air in by putting in a door? Now, before you answer this, one of the things I'm thinking is right there in the kitchen, we don't have a lot of like cold air return. Our cold air returns are in the hallway. But then that back door, like if we put a door there, I think it's going to stop flow. So we have this conversation.
Right.
Lots.
So all cold air, wherever it goes in the house, it's going to fall to the lowest place. So
right.
To the basement. It's going to find the stairs and it's going to go down. So you can put a door, like at my house, I have a door at the bottom of the stairs. So the cold air falls down, the door stops it, and it starts backing up.
Okay.
Now, when you walk down the stairs, when you get to that door, you go, it's freaking cold down here. Because that's where all the cold air is fall to. If you put the door at the top of the stairs, if it's convenient, mine would be, I have one door swinging in from outside, and how do I get this door in, and now I got to open to. So it can cause congestion in that area. But if you put it there, it should stop. Now,
some of that drop.
You might say, I can put a cold air return there. But again, the air can go by that cold air return, and the cold air return is only sucking air when the fan's running.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't run your fan all the time, the cold air, it blows into your upstairs. Then you shut the fan off, and now all that cold air falls. And there's nothing to draw it into the return air. So another reason we say run the return airs all the time.
Run that fan.
Yeah. So, so you know, I'd look, but yes, a door can help stop that cold air. You know, you'll see a lot of times in, especially in Florida, California, Phoenix, they'll have plastic curtain. And that's what that plastic curtain is doing, is
like
stopping
the
cold air to come out. And you just walk, spread it and walk through, and then it folds back in. So there's a lot, some places will have a blast of air blowing down, and they're trying to make an air curtain that blows down to stop the air conditioning from coming out. Disney World and places like that have that. So
can I get a plastic curtain for my office? Do you think it'll keep the heat in and the cold out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good with that?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll
good.
Keep the noise in your office. I won't.
You won't hear the tick, tick,
I won't
tick,
have
tick.
To yell down, shut your door!
Yeah. That's awesome.
Now, we should, one thing that we've been hearing a lot about is, you know, buy a furnace and we'll give you up to $3,000 off. And every time I hear that, I always think, so how can I give $3,000 off unless I'm charging $3,000 more.
Right.
Now, when there was rebates on, that's different. That money's coming from the government.
Yeah.
But when I'm just saying, well, my furnace today is $6,000, but I'm going to give you $3,000 off, so it's going to be $3,000.
Right.
Okay, was I overcharging for that furnace? Or?
No, especially with price increases. So how are they doing it?
Well, that's a good question. You know, it's almost when things are too good to be true.
You should question it.
But, you know, my question would be is what's your regular price versus the price that you're selling it for now, or what did you sell that furnace for 6 months ago and what are you selling for it now, just to see if they've padded the price and then taking this off is just bringing it back to the normal price.
We have this conversation sometimes in the office where our sales associates go out and are looking at a competitor's price and have to say to the customer, are we looking at like for like apples to apples? Because some things we include, right?
Yep, exactly. When we come back, we'll maybe talk a little bit about that on the service side as well. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
You ever wonder why country songs say the same old thing, like a broken record skipping down on Main? Pretty girls, pickups, and cut off jeans. You know what I mean?
I know this is a country band. This is country.
Blake Shelton.
Always is Blake Shelton.
Blake. And who's he married to?
I have no idea, Peter. Good Lord. You have the wrong person sitting here, I think. Like, listen, I don't know. It's a radio theme for sure.
So what's your question? What's your answer?
What's my answer? Radio on the beach. No, I don't know.
It's just radio.
Radio.
All these songs have in common?
Radio.
Radio. Because they have it in their words.
So that's it. I won.
Well,
do I get a tune-up?
I don't know if you won. But first one was?
Oh.
Video killed the radio star. Radio.
Yep,
second one was Radio Gaga.
Yep, by Queen.
Third one was Country on the Radio.
Yep.
And the fourth one is That's Why God Made the Radio by the Beach Boys.
So it's just about being here today.
The radio.
We're here. We're on the radio.
We're trying to honor radio. We're not like those big corporations that just kill radio.
Right.
So I shouldn't say I don't care.
We're placid. We'll pass it.
It's so good.
Yep. No, radio, it's been, what's this, 28th year.
I've been on the air
in London doing shows about heating, air conditioning, and things
amazing.
Like that.
Hey, I don't know the answer to this. Has Steve been with you since day one, or did you start on your own?
Steve's been on the radio for 5 years now. When we started here at 980.
Okay.
But he would fill in for me occasionally at the other station that's no longer employed.
You can say it. It's okay. Yeah, it's not here anymore. So
CJBK, 1290. That's where it started with Ask the Experts there.
Okay.
And then Steve would fill in if I couldn't make it or whatever. It was curling or...
So you guys only have been doing the AM 980 show together for five years.
Yeah.
Wow, it seems like a lifetime.
Yeah, it does, especially when you got Steve sitting there. It feels like a lifetime. No. I'm trying to keep him on board sometimes. Juan's going, guys...
Stop.
Pay attention.
Put your headphones on.
I love it. Well, I'm honored to be a part of it, so thank you. And I mean, to get my own segment only after a very short time is like, that's pretty awesome.
Well, it is.
Like, kudos to me.
Yeah, kudos. How's your arm sore from patting you on the back? Is that, you know?
Well, you won the nomination for prestigious award, so I just wanted to like chime in there that like I do good things too.
Good things. You.
I'll just say one thing. It's a good thing and a bad thing because now you gotta work more.
Oh, I do.
You gotta prepare it. You gotta do it. So
Juan, honestly,
as good as it is, it's also really hard.
Honestly, at 8:01, don't forget about your tip of the week on Monday.
That's it.
No, I'm sending the now.
It's so cute.
He knows when I'm having a bad week because normally Monday morning, I send him the radio songs.
Yeah.
If I'm having a bad week, it's Friday night at like 7 at night when he gets it. So.
Normally, I get, like, I do the shows in the morning from the, like, the morning shows during the week. I will get your email around, like, 8, 9, 10 a.m. Mondays. But I know he's either too busy, he's either sick or something, when he sends it Friday, like, super late.
That's right. That's when you need to be calling me, so that I can remind him. Come on, Juan. Yeah. We got to work together.
It's well, it's another job, you know? Another full-time job to create a radio show. Yeah, so, but, yeah.
Well, and I know Steve won't be in the office that early, so I can play the songs loud.
Oh, truth.
And then I go, yeah, that sounds good. That would be good on the radio. Or
and
that
then I whistle
be.
I whistle to them.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what
and
they are
And then I
called.
Yell at you to close your door.
Be quiet.
We should. Curling. We haven't talked very much about curling. But I woke up and I was on flipping through and I saw Women's Worlds. And I went, what? Am I missing a game? And I turn it on and I'm watching it and I'm going, well, Jennifer Jones isn't playing Sweden. You know, that's supposed to be Rachel Holman. So it was the 2018 final, which Jennifer Jones won the world championship. But so Rachel Holman is down in Nova Scotia playing in the Women's World. Starts, I think, at 1 o'clock this afternoon. She plays Anna Hasselborn, the Olympic gold medalist, and at the in her first game. So she went 13-0, or she went undefeated at the Scotties. We hope she goes undefeated at the Worlds, and she
brings home
the gold medal again.
So. I mean, you have to explain something to me. So we did watch the Scotties last weekend. I don't know if you know this. I don't think we ever had this conversation, but my husband is. He loves to curl. When we met, he was a curler. So now that you're in my life and then curling is on all the time, I'm just like, I can't get away from it. But I don't really know much. Like, I'm starting to learn, you know, like at the Scotties when I was watching some of that, even the Brier last weekend, right? They had the Brier last weekend. I'm starting to get more interested in it, but I don't understand, like, how we go from the Scotties to the Brier to this women's championship. Like, are they all connected or are they individual playoffs that then get you to a big
game? The Brier and the Scotties and the Women's Worlds or Men's World, every other year we have a men or women. And then those are called Season of Champions events.
Okay.
But you start to play down at your club, then into what they call zone play downs, then you go to the Ontario. And then the Ontario's winners go to the Scotties or the Brier.
Okay.
So in Dorchester, they had the Ontario Scotties and the Ontario Tankard. And the winners there in Dorchester, which we were a sponsor of, for the week, those winners went on.
Okay.
So at the Scotties was Danielle English for Ontario. She had won in Dorchester. And then on the men's was Scott Howard. He played in the Brier.
Okay.
And then the winner of the Brier, which was Gushu, winner of the Scott Tournament of Hearts was Rachel Holman.
Yeah.
They go to the World Championships this year.
Okay.
And then so Rachel's playing now. Gushu will play in a couple weeks. I think it's in Switzerland is where they'll play. And then hopefully they come home with a medal. If I'm put my Curling Canada hat on, we don't care about the color.
Yeah.
As long as it's a medal. But as a curling fan, gold is what we want. We want, it's like hockey, nothing but gold.
Yeah.
So we'll see what they do. But the last time Rachel won the Scotties was in St. Catharines. And our old company was a sponsor.
Yeah.
So my brother was there and I was there and we put the medals on the team.
Nice.
And then I flew to Beijing, which is where the Worlds were.
Okay.
And she went undefeated in the Worlds, and I put the gold medal on it.
That's so exciting.
So that's a memory that every time we see each other, we kind of laugh at that, you know, you had to come all the way to Beijing to put a medal on me. And I said, I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, so, no kidding. That's so good.
Yep.
That's so good.
So I think we had another question, our last question.
Yeah, I had a customer this week call in, and they said that they received a quote for an inducer motor from another company. And what they wanted was to know if we could order the inducer motor at the office if they gave me the part number and then what the cost would be to have us come out and replace that motor. So there's a couple of moving parts here with this that I think we should talk about.
So the first thing is with me, if I'm ordering the part, I try to get the manufacturer's part mm-hmm. versus a universal replacement.
Right.
So there's lots of universal replacements out there. You get the box, and you got to change this and change that, and you got to put this in and do that, depending on what the model. And I go, well, why don't I just get the right one, the right Venner motor or inducer motor for that furnace, and put in the correct one?
Right.
Now, it may cost a little more for the part than the universal, but I know that's what the manufacturer wanted in their furnace.
Right.
So why don't we put in the correct one? The other thing is, and we've been this way, well, we've been this way ever since we opened up, but I've been doing this for 30 years or more.
Yeah.
And it is what we call flat rate pricing.
Yep.
So if I want to make money in this industry, the best way is hire slow technicians, have them take longer doing the jobs, and then I can charge more. Where flat rate pricing says if you send your best tech, how long would it take to do the job?
Yep.
That's the amount of labor you should charge plus the part. That's the price. And if the guy takes double that installing it,
that's okay. It's still the price.
It's still that price. And that's what we work on. So a lot of places, depending, can charge extra for labor, or they will put the price up hoping you'll put in a new furnace instead of repairing it.
Yep.
And we're more, let's give you a price on repair and a price on a new furnace, and then step back and you can decide what's best for you.
Yeah. Awesome.
So.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. And with this inducer motor specifically, the customer didn't want us to come out and do a diagnostic. They just said, we know this is the part that failed, but with us, if that happens, we're not.
Well, we can go out and change it, but then if it doesn't fix it, you've just paid for that inducer motor assembly, and now we're going to diagnose what's wrong. So we hope you found everything informative. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.